It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark, and I approved this message.
I'm Rick Pluta, and I approved this message.
Politicians had pushed Michigan down.
When I heard that Congressman Peters was going after my credibility,
it was devastating. I grew up in Livingston County. My mom was a nurse. Dad was a science teacher.
Get ready to hear a lot of that, because the political ad season is upon us.
We've already seen the first trickle of ads, but we know the spigot is barely open at this point. But this brings us to an interesting court case.
Out of Ohio.
That will be heard by the United States Supreme Court in just over a month, and it deals with
the way you lie.
Lies.
You lie like a priceless Persian rug.
The issue is whether a state can preemptively enforce a ban on a supposedly false and misleading political advertisement.
This started when the Republican Independent Committee, the Susan B. Anthony List, wanted to put up a billboard that accused an Ohio congressman of supporting taxpayer-funded abortions.
And that's because he voted for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Now, that's a bit of a stretch, and the congressman cried foul under an Ohio law that forbids knowingly or recklessly making false or misleading statements about candidates. The billboard never went up after the congressman threatened to file a legal complaint, but the Susan B. Anthony List and some other groups challenged the law.
The lawsuit was dismissed on a technicality, and that was upheld by the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which Michigan is part of. But there are different rulings from other circuits, so now it's up to the Supremes to bring it all together.
And one of the issues that's now before the highest court is whether states can preemptively say an ad or claim is false and bar it from broadcast and publication.
Here in Michigan, State Senator John Papageorge says, heck yeah.
You should not have to give up your rights, constitutional rights, to run for office.
Papageorge drafted a bill that would subject political liars to criminal penalties.
Now, will that stop the problem? No, but it'll make it tougher. Because what the bottom feeders have gotten really good at is using a small truth to tell a bigger lie.
I've often said that what passes for honesty in politics would get most teenagers grounded.
Yes, you have often said that. But outrageous claims, lies even, do hold a venerable history in America's political discourse.
Now, it's almost impossible to regulate ads and claims made directly by candidates and their campaigns about another candidate. That speech is very, very protected, just about the most protected speech under the First Amendment. That's less true for independent committees, but political speech of any type is still quite protected. And things are allowed that would not be allowed if an ad were about, say, soap, toothpaste, or microwave ready meals.
And in what might be the best amicus brief ever?
Yes, we went there. This may be the best amicus brief ever.
Out of all the amici briefs ever filed with the Supreme Court.
Admit it, you've always wondered what the plural of amicus is.
PJ O'Rourke, American humorist, and the libertarian Cato Institute filed a friend of the court brief defending the all-American political mistruth. Rick, lay a little PJ O'Rourke amicus wisdom on us.
While George Washington may have been incapable of telling a lie, footnote 2, apocryphal, his successors have not had the same integrity.
I really, really want PJ O'Rourke to testify in front of the Supreme Court.
Which, of course, does not happen at the Supreme Court.
I know, but still such a bummer. Anyway, the timing of this case is also very interesting.
True, because we could see a decision this summer in time to have an effect on this campaign season.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, and that is no lie.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. It's the truth.